Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Wear Podcast. So before we get started, I just want to say a couple things. So first, I am actually recording in my closet, funny enough, and it is like 1 o'clock in the morning. I just finished studying, I have an exam in 2 days, and I've been wanting to record the podcast for so long. I know the last one I posted was like in March. So I really wanted to get back into this. So if I sound a little quiet, it's just because I'm like in the corner of my closet, just trying to not be too loud. But the acoustic in here is actually pretty good. And I don't think a lot of people can hear me. But just to put that out there so you guys know. So yeah, as I said, I know I've been gone for quite a while. It's been a journey. I think with class right now and everything, it's been a little bit hard to focus with doing a podcast and then having to work at the time a lot, and then, you know, still balancing a lot of things. So it was just trying to keep my mental health in check and to make sure that I'm not overdoing it. And again, like, I don't want to just post random things on here. I really prefer quality of work over quantity. So if it takes me 3 months to record, I would prefer it be 3 months to record. So just so we can get that out of the way. So yeah, welcome to another episode. And actually, when I wanted to post, I really wanted to talk about this thing I feel like a lot of people have an issue with, in a sense. So let's just get started with that. And it's about Karens. I mean, as you can see all over, if you have like TikTok, YouTube, or the news, you know, those crazy people that you deal with, I wouldn't say on a daily basis, but like those extreme clients or people, you know, that you see in restaurants, salons, and things like that. And so, as I've stated before, I think I work currently as a manager and a receptionist for a salon. So we mostly, you know, or me mostly, I deal with client complaints or any issues, you know, take payments and things like that. Since I think the last time I've said it, I've currently have hired the manager. She is working with us. She is fabulous, dedicated, loyal. So it's given me a lot of time to focus on my schoolwork, but I still do a lot of stuff, you know, getting supplies, and I'm still home looking at the schedule, making sure everything's intact. And I go out almost every other day, again, just to make sure the staff and everything is up, you know, good, because I feel like without me, everything would be kind of like all over the place. So yeah, I've been doing that, and sorry if I sound kind of out of breath. I'm like in this closet. I've closed my doors, or the closet doors, just so I, again, like the sound is better. I realize every time I record something, so I've been doing like TikToks too, like food TikToks, and when I do like my voiceovers, it usually sounds clearer in here. So that's what I've been doing. So if I sound a little out of breath, I am so sorry. Just deal with it. You're getting a content right now, so it is what it is. So yeah, oh my god, I'm out of breath. So let's start with a couple things. I did want to talk about some of my Karen stories. I actually dealt with one 2 days ago, and it was like fuming in me, and I think that was like probably one of the worst or craziest clients I have ever dealt with. So I want to start with her, and then I do have another story if, you know, we have, or if I have, if, depending on how tired I am. I definitely want to talk about that. Just so, again, the post is, or the podcast is kind of long. I feel like the story is going to be a little bit short, but definitely want to go over and talk about it. So, yeah, so let's start with what recently happened. So, yeah, I was working Friday. Typically, I do work Fridays with another receptionist just because it's really busy. And I want to make sure the schedule is aligned. So that's why I work that day. And so we were working the whole day. This didn't happen until like I would say 45 minutes before closing. So we had this one client, let's just call her what's a good name, let's just say Karen. So Karen, yes, she goes ahead and, you know, I think she already had her appointment booked. I could see in the system that it wasn't like booked for today, meaning like we didn't make the appointment today, so this appointment was made before for the appointment day. And I didn't think anything of it. I mean, she booked for, again, it's like, and we do nails, facials, and things like that. So mostly nails. So you're going to hear me say words like acrylic, dip, you know, polish changes on toes. And if you don't know what those are, you should just go look them up. But just to give you like a really brief understanding, acrylic is a nail enhancement service. So essentially, if you want to like add length to your nails or, you know, do like designs or things like that, usually you could, it's best to me from experience, I think it's best to do those designs on acrylic. Or, you know, I mean, and plus if you are like committed to getting your nails done frequently, like when you do a full set, like a full fresh set of nails, and once the nail kind of grows out, you can fill those in. So it's cheaper when you fill those in and things like that. So yeah, Karen books for that service, I think around 6:15, because she has something to do, and we usually don't mind booking clients like a little bit until they like texts finish after closing, because we want to maximize their time essentially. So, you know, a fill for our tech takes about, especially, you know, when she booked for regular at first, so it takes about 30 minutes 30 40, and then polish change again takes maybe about like 10 15. You know, if she has no polish, her nails are short, we just essentially just have to file her nails and just polish on her toes. So again, it really depends, but he's usually pretty quick and really good. That's why a lot of people like him, because he's really fast, but he does such a good work. You know, because some people, especially if they're not getting like a pedicure, they just want their service in and out. Like nail services, there's no pampering. It's just, if it's good, it's good. If it's not good, then obviously you fix it. But if it's good and it's fast, people will really enjoy that. So he's one of our best techs. And so, you know, we've had such a busy day. We've had a lot of people cancel, not show up, and a lot of walk-ins. So I'm trying to, again, take as many people as we can, making sure that we're obviously not squeezing to where we're running behind. But I want to make sure we can maximize our time, just because, you know, again, like recently we've been getting a lot of people who aren't showing up, even though we've called, sent confirmations. I don't know what it is, but that's kind of been one of our issues. So again, she comes in, and then yeah, we've had, a pretty rough day, just because it's been busy, me calculating everything in my head. And FYI, if you do work as a receptionist, you know, manager for a salon, I do commend you. And for people who don't, it's a very difficult job, like truly. You know, you're not just sitting at the front desk, you know, clicking buttons, making appointments, taking phone calls. Like that's not the only thing you do. Like, again, we do a lot. I mean, again, we have to make sure the technicians are running on time. We need to make sure that the clients are satisfied. We need to make sure that, you know, the schedule is efficient. And again, things not 100% goes to plan. You know, people run late. We run late. You know, I think that day too, it was raining really bad. So again, it's a lot of factors play into it. And again, everyone relies on you, so you're like such a big factor in any business, you know, especially like as a receptionist, I feel like. But yeah, okay, sorry, I need like catch my breath for 1 second. Whew, let me like creak open the door a little bit so I can breathe. Okay, but yeah, so where was I? So basically, I go ahead, and then she comes in. She's from, I don't want to give out her, I don't think it matters, but she's from California. I'm not going to say exactly where, but she says she's visiting her mother who is sick, things like that. You know, she's on a time crunch. I'm like, okay, I got you. Not a problem. She, you know, she's like very sweet. She's a little bit like needy, and clients like those who are like super extremely happy and super needy are the ones who are the Karens, because it's like they're really happy when they're happy, but when you get them mad or cause an inconvenience to them, then they get pissed. So I could kind of tell. I usually have really good instinct, and when I was talking with her, because she's like, I want this color, I want this brand, I'm like, we don't carry that brand, I don't know what you use in California, but we don't have that. She's like, okay, I just want something close. I was like, how about this? She's like, oh, perfect, you got it. Oh, wonderful, what's your name? I was like, okay, here's my name. She's like, okay, perfect, thank you so much. Like, you know, she's like being very like extra, very extra, you know. And then she talks to the other receptionist. She's like, oh, what's your name? You know, it's like, nice to meet you guys, you know, blah blah blah, things like that. She's like, oh my god, can't wait, blah blah blah. You know, I'm like, okay, you know, I'm happy that you're happy, but I can tell it seems a little forced, you know, when I get that vibe. And by, again, I'm not gonna like, I judge her, but I'm not gonna like let that, like, you know, my actions not assume those and use those as my action. I still do what I have to do, follow the procedures for every client, but again, in the back of my mind, I'm kind of like, you're a little crazy from what I'm feeling. But again, it's whatever. And then we were running, I would just say about 10 minutes behind, because the client, the other tech had before, was doing like a lot of stuff that we didn't know about. So scheduling wise, we're just like 10 minutes. Again, I was able to kind of like help her pick her color, sit her down, not stall, but make sure that like I can, you know, like we're using the time efficiently. Because within that 10 minutes, there's still a lot we had to do for her anyway. So yeah, by the time we sat her down, I had another tech actually do the polish change just to give him more time. And then yeah, he starts on the fill. But before that, she told me, she's like, I want regular. I want this color, you know, that your other receptionists have. And I was like, okay, that's fine. I can, you know, let her know, you know, or let me ask her for what the color she has on her nails and then let your technician know. So if you don't know, when you get acrylic, you can do either acrylic fills with regular polish. Okay, this is very important in the story. Or gel polish. And so if you guys don't know, regular polish. Wait. Oh my god, sorry. I thought someone was like knocking on my door. My apologies for that weird pause. But yeah, so basically, regular polish is like obviously in a polish. It's like a polish. But when you put it on your nails, like it's like paint. It takes a while to dry. You know, you gotta like do one coat, let it sit for a second, another coat, let it dry. And then if you want, do a third coat depending on the color. But with gel, it's instead of like, it's like curing it. So we put on a coat, cure it under the light, and boom, it like bakes. It's like done drying. You can do whatever you want. You have to worry about like drying, you know? And so she tells me, she's like, oh, how much is it? You know, with regular, I just want regular. And I was like, oh, okay, it's not a problem. Our regular is 25, and then your polish on your toes is 12. She's like, okay, like, that's the price, right? I'm like, yeah, you know, that's our base price. But again, you know, there could be extra add-ons depending on what you're getting. She's like, okay, no, I understand, blah, blah, blah. So after we tell her this, she sits down with her client, with her tech. And again, we're doing our thing, you know, just we're about to close. So we're cleaning everything up, you know, just doing what we usually do when we are closing and taking payments and things like that. And so I think we only had like three more payments to take. And so after, you know, she was done, the receptionist took care of her payment and I was kind of in the back. And, you know, when I was walking back and forth cleaning, she was like very happy, like, wow, like this dries, like, or like instantly, it's like, yeah, like that's what you have on your nails before. She's like, wow, like I can just like grab anything. She's like, and you know, he's like, yeah, you can just grab whatever you want. Like your hands are like free to go. You're okay. She's like, wow, this is awesome. You did such a great job, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, he's like, okay, you know, thank you. So I'm in the back, you know, again, I can see the camera because we have the cameras in the back room. But again, I'm just like cleaning things up, throwing out the trash, things like that. And then I see my receptionist. She comes to the back, like running. And I'm like, what happened? She's like, I'm going to punch her. And I'm like, oh my God, like you were just, you know, like she was just happy like 2 seconds ago. Like, what happened? She's like, no, I'm going to punch her. Like, I can't handle this conversation. She's being disrespectful. She's being rude to me. And she's being like a Karen. And I was like, okay, like when you say that, I'm like, Jesus fuck, like how bad can this be? So then I go to the back and, or not to the back, sorry, I go to the front and I'm like walking up and I'm like, you know, what seems to be the issue? She's like, you guys are ripping me off. And I was like, excuse me, you know, again, she's like, why am I getting charged $55? You quoted me before that it's going to be $37. I was like, well, did you upgrade to anything? And then, you know, the reception was like, yeah, she got gel on her hands. And so she's like, well, I didn't ask for gel. She's like, you know, like, it's not fair. You're like scamming me and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, ma'am. Like, let me double check with the tech. Cause you know, there's always two sides to every story. And the technician, you know, he's very honest. He literally will just do as he's told. And that's it. He doesn't complain. He doesn't do anything, you know, like problematic for us. And so, you know, I trust him, but I do want to hear his side. I don't make a big deal. I don't make him known that like anything is wrong. I just walk up to him like before he's like about to leave. I'm just like, hey, just double checking. Like, did she ask for gel? Did you just do it? Like, what happens? Because sometimes that happens where we just, I mean, not all the time, but sometimes like once in a while, we just assume it's gel. And you know, usually clients are easy for us to fix it and things like that. But obviously with her, she's not happy. And so I am doing my best to, you know, address the situation and understand both sides so I can like accommodate to both. So, okay, wait, give me one more second. I need to adjust my leg. Oh my God, this closet is so small. Okay, comfortable now. But yeah, so after I talked to him, he was like, no, she asked for gel. And, you know, I was just doing what she told me to do. And she had gel on before. And I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. You know, so he didn't question it, even though I told him regular. Because he's like, well, she had gel on her nails beforehand. And then she's like, well, I want this shiny top coat with the gel, things like that. And I want this color. And he's like, okay, I can get it in gel. She's like, okay, cool. So, like, after I hear that, I was like, no, ma'am. Like, he talked to you, you know, about the situation. She's like, no, like, if he's gonna put on gel and you didn't tell me the price, that means you should honor it and just charge me the $37 that you quoted me. And then I'm telling her, I'm like, no, I understand your frustration, but if you're going to add another service or add in like an additional service, you're gonna have to pay for that. You know, that's in the back of my mind. I was telling her, I was like, well, you know, since you upgraded, we do have to charge you for this. You know, I understand that we didn't tell you the pricing, but you know, when you go anywhere, you know, it's common in any industry, you know, again, if you do anything extra, that you would be charged. And, you know, and back in my mind, I'm thinking about this, I'm like, it's true, because when you go to a restaurant, right, if you guys want to order like an extra side of fries or, you know, another meal, just because the server doesn't tell you the price, it doesn't mean that you're going to get it for free. It's like common sense, you know. And I think with her, she just obviously knew what she was doing, and she was like, well, I didn't know. And I'm like, ma'am, she's like, you know, you guys are just scamming me and things like this. And then she's getting loud and aggressive. But good thing, again, it's like at this point, it's like past closing. So we only had like two more people in the salon, one getting a pedicure, the other person getting their nails done. So I wasn't too worried, but again, it's still causing a disturbance in our business. And she's like, you better honor it. She's like, I am not paying the extra $18 for gel. You told me it was $37, and it's not fair that you're charging me this amount. So, you know, I'm getting frustrated a little bit, but I'm like, okay. And, you know, then she tells me, she's like, okay, well, you have two options right now. And I hate that. You don't tell me how to do my job. You don't tell me what options we have, you know. But she's telling me, she's like, yeah, well, I have two options for you. Either you quote me and just charge me the $37, and I won't write a review, I won't contact the business bureau, I won't write a Yelp review, like, we'll pretend like nothing happened. Or two, you will charge me, and then I will go ahead and write on Yelp, I will contact the business bureau, and I'll make sure that everyone knows that this place is a scam. And once you hear all these things, I'm like, okay, this Karen has done this before. I can tell by her tone, by the way she's setting everything up, as if I'm going to give in or be scared. But no, I've dealt with something like this before, obviously not to this extreme, but I'm not going to give in because she doesn't want to pay $18. Then she's telling me too, she's like, well, I'm a Florida lawyer. And I'm here like, how are you a Florida lawyer if you live in California? You know, I understand you're visiting your mom here, but I don't think that's a legal thing to do. You know, it's kind of like being an accountant. Like when you're an accountant, you know, I believe when you get your license, you have to be kind of where you are. I could be wrong. Maybe she is a Florida lawyer, but I highly doubt it. And so, you know, she's telling me all this, and I can tell like the way she's trying to threaten us is something she's done a lot, because she's using big words like business bureau, Yelp, you know, all these things. And I'm like, well, business bureau doesn't do shit. One, you can write on Yelp if you make your message like or profile like spam like or anything like that, your post could potentially be deleted. And two, good thing about Yelp, at least it's like I can respond back. And you know, at least if people are gonna read it, they can at least read my comment and see both sides of the story. And typically, you know, they know who to believe in a sense. So yeah, and so after she told me that I had two options, I said, okay, no. Because, you know, at this point, I was, like, kind of pissed. But, again, keeping my composure, I said, no. Well, I'm giving you two options. I said, one, either, or I said, you can pay the $37, but we're going to go back and fix your nails and put regular polish. Or two, you pay the full price. She's like, well, I can't do option one. You know, I have to go. I have, like, I'm in a time crunch. I'm already late, blah, 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 blah. And I said, okay, I understand. You know, well, I'm giving you these two options, you know, for a reason. If you don't want to pay the extra $18 for gel, then we can take it off. And then you can just do regular polish. You know, I'm not forcing you, you know, to pick an option. But I'm just letting you know the options that we do have. Because you can't just walk out with the free service. And I say, I understand we didn't tell you, but again, if you're gonna ask for something extra, then you should know that, you know, there is going to be a potential upcharge to that service. Then she's like, you're really gonna make me pay? And I was like, yes. And so she gives me her card, obviously all aggressive, like, well, I'm gonna write a Yelp review, you're gonna be hearing from me, the contact, the business bureau bullshit stuff. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And so she gets the receipt, or I give her the receipt. I'm like, can you please sign this? She's like, you know what, I'm gonna go ahead, and she's like, I'm gonna write that I did not agree to this, I'm gonna write that under protest and all these stupid shit. And I'm like, okay, you can write all you want. And then she writes her signature on the tip line, and I was like, wait, I was like, no, you need to sign your signature that you authorize this payment on this line. And she also looks at me kind of like pissed, you know, thinking that if she signs just the top, you know, she's good with it. And I was like, no, yes, you sign the top, but that's not where the signature line is, you sign at the bottom. She signs it, she's like, you're gonna be hearing from me, and blah 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 blah, blah. And so, you know, she kind of goes on and gets upset, and then she walks out. At this point, I'm like so pissed, overwhelmed, tired, you know. And I did not feel bad, but I was a little scared, because I was like, you know, what if the tech was lying? Because, you know, you think about both sides, and once you have that consequence, like, there's no going back, you know. I trust him, but, you know, you just always have that second thought, like, you know, because you want to hear both sides, and what if he did lie, you know, things like that. But after one of the other clients walked up, she's like, you know, I'm gonna write you a good review, you guys are amazing. She is crazy, I don't know what her problem is. Because actually, when they were both in the waiting room, you know, she was overhearing Karen, and she was like, yeah, she doesn't even know what she gets on her nails when she was in California. The tech just lets her do, or does whatever she, like, she lets the tech do whatever she wants in California. So she's like, you know, how is she supposed to know what she has? And plus, if she's gonna, like, upcharge and do everything, then that's on her. I heard everything. And I'm like, oh, okay, so it's not just me hearing this, you know, because maybe I'm being crazy. And so it makes me feel better. At least it makes me know that, like, she's just lying and she is crazy. And yeah, I basically was waiting for the Yelp review, which she did write, I think, Friday night? That same night? No. She did it Saturday morning. Yes, I remember. And so I check on it, and I am pissed. And when I say I am pissed, I was like, gonna find her and just bitch slap her. She wrote such a nasty review. You know, I'm not gonna go into detail, because I don't know if you guys can find it, and I don't know, I don't want you guys to know where I work. I mean, there's only like 6 people, you know, listening to me, like, on the daily basis, but still. I think, or 6 people following me, I think. But I don't know how this Anchor app specifically works in terms of, like, my analytics, but I have like 6 people somewhere that's like my fans, so yeah, I just don't want anyone knowing. But basically, along the line, she puts, like, in all caps, like, this is a scam, don't come to this business. And then she writes her story, which is a bunch of bullshit. You know, she's saying that, like, she was only quoted $25, and that out of nowhere she was charged $55. I was like, did you just forget to include the polish change that you asked for? You know, so it, like, gets me kind of pissed, because I'm like, you're not telling the full truth. Like, you're saying some things which are true. We did quote you a price, but not the price that you're stating. Things like this, well, she didn't know, and blah, 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 and that, like, I was bullying her, and that the other receptionist was being rude, disrespectful, and that I forced her to sign the receipt, which obviously I didn't. I literally gave her an option. If she didn't want to sign it, it's fine, but she's going to have to understand that I'm going to call the cops, because she's not going to pay for her service. You know, I'm giving her an option to pay the price that she wants. It's just going to take about an extra, like, 10-15 minutes. And I understand she didn't have that time, but still, you know, I don't trust her. She's probably going to walk out if I, like, say, come back tomorrow, whatever. So, it is what it is. And, you know, she's writing all these, like, again, false things. And, like, how, you know, what else did she talk about, too? That really got me annoyed. She basically was just saying, like, don't ever go to this place, like, they're a scam, like, they do this a lot, you know, and gets me mad. But I'm like, okay, it's fine, all right, my side. And I go ahead too, and I actually check her profile, and you could guess she has 14 reviews now, including ours, where she has at least, I think, 10 being 1 to 2 stars. And when I was reading the comments for a lot of them, they were saying the same thing. They're like, ma'am, like, you're writing false reviews. You even got another account and wrote a false review. And I'm like, oh my god. So this kind of makes sense. It gets me pissed, because it's like, you know, like, yes, we could have maybe have let her off, and then we could have saved us from getting a bad rating. But at the end of the day, like, you know, people like her don't deserve this. They keep playing their cards to every small business and they think that they're gonna give in. So, and you know, I'm happy, but again, it's just like annoying to go through this. So, because it took me a long time to respond, because I want to make sure that I was very thorough and also professional. Because, you know, there was many times I just want to say, like, fuck you, like, go get hit by a train or something. Because it was just, she's just a terrible person. But, you know, after I wrote my thing, I did explain to her, like, you know, we did a thorough investigation in terms of, like, checking everything, the cameras and all this, and, you know, and the text, talking to the technicians and things like that. So we made sure on our end that everything was done appropriately. And so we, you know, double check everything. And then, you know, what was it? Sorry, I'm getting a little sleepy. Plus I'm hearing noises, so I just want to make sure that I'm not being too loud on my end. But I think I'm okay. I'm not talking as loud as I think I am. But I do hear a lot of footsteps at like 1 in the morning, so I'm not sure. But I, you know, again, I write back and I just explain to her, you know, we did the best we can, we were accommodating, we did tell you the base price, but since you upgraded with the technician, you know, you still have to pay an extra service. You know, I say it's common in the industry, wherever you go, that, you know, you would get charged and blah, blah, blah. You know, as I explained to her in person, I just wrote that there too. And I also did mention, like, you know, you are writing false reviews. We do see that you are doing this to a lot of businesses, you know, and it's really disheartening for you to do this and go around just writing bad reviews and things like that. And so after I write kind of everything, I wrote a lot, but again, I want to make sure it was cohesive and things like that. And after I write it, I'm like, okay, I did what we had to do. People can read both sides. This is over. Little did I know, I checked that same night. It was like Sunday at like 2 in the morning, because I was studying and I was like, you know, let me just check the Yelp review, see if like she's changed or replied or anything, which was a stupid mistake because it got me angry. I was about to go to bed, and then after reading that review, it got me so angry where I stayed up for like another hour. And yeah, she goes ahead and this Karen writes another review, but under a different account. And this is obviously her first review, because you can see it's one review from California. And she basically says, oh yeah, I came in, they quoted me like $40, and then they saw my designer bag and my designer glasses, and they're like, you know what, let me just double charge her. And so yeah, they've been doing this to a lot of businesses and blah blah blah. And I get angry because when I was reading Karen's updated review, she puts, oh yeah, I just saw another client deal with the same situation, blah 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 blah, and all these bullshit stuff. And I'm like, wow, she is not smart and a fucking stupid bitch. Because when I obviously updated my review, I was explaining to her, like, wow, this is sad that you are taking your time out of your day to write another review from a different profile. I said, I even wrote her other, like, her name on the other post too. I didn't even like, you know, they had the second name, I just put the first name, her real like name on there, like, no, hello person, like, you know, it's sad that you're taking your time to do this. I go ahead and I even like write, like, you know, we've checked, like, because again, we didn't deal with this obviously, and I said, you know, we've checked your history or in our, you know, like in our internal system, because again, if we have any client complaints, I make sure to write down everything. The time, the date, we make sure we make a note in her profile, because I don't want to deal with the same people twice, like crazy people like that. Or if it is our mistake, I want to make sure we mark it so we know the time and date and everything. I mean, I think it's normal for every place to do that, especially for our system, we can keep a lot of records efficiently. So, you know, we had no record of this, obviously. I even looked up the fake name that she put, and obviously we don't have that name under our profile. So it, like, again, like, pisses me off, because, you know, but again, I write my review and I'm like, well, you, and I'm like, you're taking the time to write this fake review, you know, you posted an updated review and this review with a similar incident, and you both live in the same place, and you posted this only a few hours apart. You know, it's like not a coincidence. And I called her out on it. Even in my review, I'm like, people are gonna read this, and I want them to understand that you're a lunatic. So yeah, I write my review and I write on both of them. I write the first one saying like, yeah, this didn't happen. We checked our system. We checked with all the other locations, like the profiles. We don't see any sort of incident that occurred like this, you know, and I put like, can you please stop harassing our business? And you know, you need to stop doing this to other places too. So after I did all that, as of now, I've checked this morning and it's Monday or Tuesday morning now, but I did check. And so it's been a couple of days and she hasn't responded back or anything like that. Oh, plus, side note, I think she's a racist bitch. Like, okay, so again, we have a lot of Asian people work in our salon. Because, you know, I feel like a lot of Asian people usually work in, like, the nail business, which is fine. But just so you guys have an insight, when she was updating her review, she's like, no, they didn't tell me. They're still manipulating us. The tech didn't even talk to me. He didn't speak, he doesn't speak English. He told me verbatim, no English. And that got me angry because I was like, so you're just gonna say that because he's Asian and he has like an Asian accent? You know, I don't mean to be like a snowflake either, but it's like, you're clearly lying. Like, that gets me upset that you would use a no English card because he's Asian. You obviously wouldn't do this to someone who was like white, you know what I mean? So it gets me upset because like, oh yeah, like, let me update my review. Yeah, he didn't speak English to me. If he didn't speak English to me, then they're lying. And I'm like, no. He did, and I wrote in the review too, like, he had a full conversation. That's the only reason why he knew to do jail instead of regular, was because you asked for it. That's how he responded to you, and he communicated with you. And I wrote that too. I was like, no, I'm not leaving any sort of, like, sympathy for her. I'm not apologizing for anything. Like, you're crazy, and I'm gonna let people know, but obviously in a well-respected manner. But yeah, so that's what happened. I haven't heard from her since, for now. So we're gonna see what happens, but yeah, that's what happened with that story. If you're, again, I don't know how I'm sounding right now, I think I'm fine, but yeah, I don't know if you guys are like boiling in anger, but I am. Oh my god, like at that moment, you don't understand. I want to find her and bitch slap her. Like, you're crazy. She's threatening our business. She's, you know, making this like commotion. She's trying to do these things to make us give in. But again, I've been in this industry long enough to know that, you know, there's some losses. Like, yeah, she's gonna write her review, but it doesn't matter. I'm not gonna give in our money and our like integrity just so we can just get, you know, so we can, for sake of a one-star review. Because I would rather her write the one-star review and then people respond back, because then when people can read it, they're like, okay, she's a crazy one. You know, but I feel like in every business, you're gonna get people like that in a restaurant again, or in other services related stuff. It's just gonna happen. It is the way that it is, and it's annoying, sadly, but you know, we just kind of have to accept it in a way, because we can't change it. People who they are, people are crazy. There's so many people in the world, and a lot of them suck. So yeah, nothing has happened. I definitely will keep you guys updated whenever I do more client complaints. So yeah, that was story number one. I do want to go ahead and take a little intermediate break. I'm gonna put up the anchor segment, so please enjoy that. And then I do want to tell you a quick story about this other client that I had to deal with as well. Our story number two, I do want to take a little kind of sidetrack thing. I don't think I've done this for an episode yet, but obviously the podcast is inspired by Selena Gomez, The Rare Podcast. And so I do, for each episode, want to kind of do like a side story on her, just something news update related. So yeah, there's two things. So Selena, I did go to her restaurant, Serendipity 3 in New York, when I went there. And let me tell you, that place is very fucking expensive. She is so lucky that I love her and that I will die for her. But fucking damn, I paid $30 for the Selena Sundae, which consisted of her ice cream, which you can buy for like $5 at Publix or wherever you get your groceries. Two fucking bananas like on the side, two giant Oreos and whipped cream, and you know, the usual. And I'm like, wow, I could have made this whole thing for less than $10. way less than $10. The fact that I paid $30 in tip was kind of fucking expensive. And the restaurant was cute. I mean, it was nice. But yeah, very expensive. I mean, the restaurant itself, I don't, you know, I think it's a good, again, I love her. That's all I'm going to say. I can't give my other review. But yeah, that, and she just, second story is she just got nominated, not just, but earlier, she got nominated for a Latin Grammy for Best Short Video. So congratulations to her. It's her first Latin Grammy nomination. Sadly, she didn't get nominated for like Best Pop Album or Song of the Year, Record of the Year, which I feel like was deserved. De Una Vez definitely deserves Song of the Year. Oh my god, so good. Or even Baila Conmigo deserves something. But it is what it is. She's always rigged in general. So, not surprised, but surprised, if you know what I mean. So yeah, two things to update on. So yeah, let's go ahead and get started with story number two. It's gonna be quick. Again, I'm tired. I feel it, but I do want to like tell another story. So yeah, this happened a while, I mean a long time ago. This was actually the story I wanted to talk about first, but since the other one was more fresh in my mind, I was like, let's just get that one out of the way. But second story, let's just call her AJ, just to keep it simple and easy. So yeah, this happened, I forgot when, but my aunt was working that day. She doesn't work with us anymore, but that was like, I think it was a year ago. Yeah, it was like a year and a half ago. So she comes in and she was pretty easy in a sense. Like, she was nice. She just wanted like this ombre design on her dip. And if you don't know what dip is like a powder that you dip on your nails. Looks nice. You do have to soak it off though, like every 2 to 3 weeks instead of like filling it. So if anyone listening and they do dip refill, just be careful, because sometimes you can get fungus or it can lift and that's not what you want. So just be aware. So don't get mad at your techs when there's fungus growing or if your nails lift sooner than usual because you're like doing a refill in a sense. So we don't do it. But again, just so you guys know. So yeah, she gets a dip and then she wants ombre. And if you guys don't know what that is, essentially it's like two colors kind of meshing together. So it's like a popular ombre is the traditional pink and white. So like the top part will be white and it will blend into the pink. But what I mean blending is like there's two solid colors, one on the top and one on the bottom, but in the middle it kind of blends, like it transitions over from like the white to the pink or pink to the white. Usually you can typically do whatever color you want. So I remember she got, I think, like this white to like this purple. She wanted kind of like a nudie, kind of like a toned down purple. And I was like, okay girl, let me pick out the color. And the tech was like, okay, I think it'll work, I'll try and we'll see how things go. You know, she does the pedicure first and she does her, you know, nails. And she took a little bit longer than usual because obviously she's doing a design and so that takes time. Oh my god. Ooh, I felt like I had to burp. Sorry about that. But yeah, so she goes ahead and, you know, she like finishes by like closing time around 7. And she was there, what's it, like 5:15? So, you know, it's like, was it 5:15? Yeah, because like what? It's like 1:45. Yeah, so she's there for about 1:45. And you know, she comes up and I was like, how's everything? And she just looks at me like she looked like she's gonna die. And I was like, oh my god, you know, I was like, oh no, like let's fix this in the sense, like I was like, oh, so what happened, you know? And she's like, I don't like my nails. She's like, look at this, like this looks horrible, like this design is terrible. And I was like, okay, so when people tell me that they don't like their nails, as a receptionist and a manager, I want to make sure, like, what don't you like? You can't just tell me you don't like it and expect me to give you a discount. You need to tell me the reasons why you don't like it. Because, you know, it's not fair for us if we don't know the reason. You know, we're not going to let you just walk out with, like, no explanation, you know? So, you know, I'm like, what seems to be the issue? And she tells me, she's like, well, I don't like how the design looks. I was like, okay. So I put finger down, like, in my mind, like, okay, that's the first issue. She's like, second, the nails feel a little heavy. I was like, okay, those are two minor things that can be fixed. The ombre can be fixed. I'll just have another tech take care of it. You know, my aunt is really good, but I think it's just with that color, it didn't blend the way she wanted, and she just felt really bad that she was there a little bit longer than the average time. So she's like, okay, like, to me this is good, maybe she hasn't said anything, and so I think it's okay. So that's how I think my aunt was feeling. So she, you know, and then during the incident, I'm like, okay, I make a mental note of those two incidents. I'm like, is there anything else at all? Like, you know, if there's anything else, please let me know so we can address this. She's like, no, those are the two things. She's like, well, I've been here for too long now. Like, you know, I'm like, what can I do? And I was like, it's fine. Let me talk to the technician, see if they can stay back for a little bit and just fix your nails. So I get another tech who's amazing. He's really good at it. I ask him, let's just call him Carl to make it easier. I'm like, hey, Carl, like, do you think you could just stay back for, like, 15 minutes? He's very lazy. But once I explain to him, like, hey, you know, she just wants her nails filed down a little bit because it feels a little heavy. And she wants to do the ombre again. Can you just please do that? He's like, okay, fine. That takes him about, like, 10 minutes. It's an easy fix. You know, I was like, okay. And I told him, like, it's just going to take 10 minutes. There's not going to be any more issues. You'll be out in no time. And I'm like, 10 minutes is literally nothing, you know? So I was like, okay, she should be fine with it. So I get a different tech because of Carl was kind of, he was cleaning up. So he's like, okay, let me just clean up, have someone else just file off the color, the ombre, and then I'll go ahead and then undo the design. And so I send my other tech, let's just call him Bob. I'm like, hey, Bob, can you go ahead and like just file off the nail? And he's like, okay, sure, like, I don't mind, that'll be quick. So he sits her down and I'm like, okay, good, I feel better, I took everyone's payment, you know, I'm about to close the register, I just have to, you know, finish her and then we'll be done. And so I come over after like 5 minutes and I see that her nails are wrapped. When I mean wrapped, I mean they're soaking off, and when you're wrapping your nails, that means you're in the process of taking off your nails. And so I freak out because I'm here like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, why is she wrapped? So I run to Bob, I'm like, why is she wrapped? I told you to just file off the nails. And he's kind of upset. He's like, no, she wanted to take it off. And I was like, are you serious? I was like, why would she want to do that? You know what I mean? Like, she just wasted her time even more. One. Two, it takes more time than ever. Like, soaking off your nails takes about like 15 to 20 minutes. So it kind of pissed me off because I'm like, why would she do this? Especially if she's short on time. It would have been more appropriate, in my opinion, for her to just file and do the ombre that she wanted, you know. And so I look over, I'm like, oh, so you want to soak these off? She's like, yeah, like, I just want to take this off, like, I can't stand this anymore. And I'm like, okay, just let you know this is gonna take a little bit longer because we have to let you soak your nails. She just looks at me and I'm like, okay. So obviously after 15-20 minutes pass by, we go ahead and then, what was it? Oh my god, I don't want to lose my train of thought. This is what happens when you're sleepy, but you don't want to sleep, in a sense. So yeah. Okay. Yeah, so where was I? So basically, after we soak everything up, she comes to the front. She's like, okay, am I good? And I'm like, oh no, you're not. And I was like, you still have to pay for your pedicure. And she's like, why would you charge me for the pedicure? Especially considering that I had such a terrible experience here. And I'm here like, you know, I understand that you weren't satisfied with your nail service, you know, but you decided to soak them off. You know, I did inform you that I did have a technician who was, you know, waiting for you, or waiting, you know, or who was happy enough to fix your nails. You know, I said we could have fixed the design, you know, with no problem, and we could have fixed the heaviness that you had with your nails, and that wouldn't have been a problem at all. She's like, well, no, I didn't like the nails. Like, I don't think you should be charging me. You know, I just want to take it off. Like, I've been here for too long and I couldn't wait any longer. And I was like, well, you soaking it off actually took longer than you doing the design. She's like, yeah, but I already took them off. And, you know, I don't think it's fair that you are charging me. But okay, guys, for some of you, you're probably like, well, you shouldn't charge her. Like, she's obviously unhappy. But I'm like, you guys have to understand, honestly, from a owner's perspective, we, or not owners, but like, you know, as a worker too, we gave you the option to fix it that your intention was. Because obviously, if my aunt did it good the first time, she would have paid for her nails, no problem. But obviously, she didn't like the design. But again, I said someone else will come there and help you fix it. You know what I mean? And again, you're still gonna pay the same amount. You're just gonna have to spend 10 minutes longer. But again, it's better than spending 15 minutes soaking them off, you know, and making yourself more upset because now you're walking out with no nails. So again, and plus there was no issues with the pedicure. This is why I always ask beforehand, what is wrong with it? What is wrong with the service? so I know what discount to give and things like that. She didn't mention the pedicure. Obviously, she had no problem with it. But I think it's the fact that she had her nails taken off that, or, you know, that she didn't have her nails, you know, at all, made her more angry. But again, we gave her the options, and I was kind enough again to explain to her and have another tech stay back. Like, it was no problem. She's like, well, I didn't want to hold anyone back, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, well, you're still holding them back by making them soak your nails. In my mind, I said that. I didn't say that to her. You know, like, someone else is going to wrap your nails. They have to wait longer for you. So it's like, you know, why? But other than that, yeah. She goes and she's like, well, I don't want to pay for it. Like, let me talk to the manager or owner. Like, give me their, like, information. I was like, I can't give you their phone number. Like, I can't give you their personal phone number. If anything, I can take your name. I mean, I have your information. If anything, I can have them call you back. Is there any specific time that works for you or day? I can't, she says. I work 6 days a week. My only days off are on Fridays. I was like, well, can you call after work or before work? She's like, I can't. I work all day. Like, I'm a nurse, and I work like, again, almost 7 days a week. And I just have too much. Like, again, she has, like, only Fridays off. But sometimes she has to work Fridays, as she says. And I just can't make that time. Like, I just have her information. I was like, I can't give you the owner's information. Like, that's her personal information. If you would like, I can have, you know, them call you. She's like, well, again, I won't be available until next Friday, being all sarcastic to me. And I'm like, okay, then. Well, I said, well, I can make an appointment for you next Friday and you can talk to her. But, you know, again, I can't give you her information. And again, which is stupid. Like, would you think I'm going to give you the owner's information so you can harass them too? Like, no. They have enough problems, not problems, but they have enough to deal with as it is. And I don't think they want a random call explaining how much they don't like their service. So, oh my God, I feel like I'm going to have to burp. Give me 1 second. Okay, I burped. So yeah, like, you can't tell me that, like, you know, like, to give you her information. It's just stupid. So again, it's whatever. And I'm explaining to her, she's like, well, why are you charging me for the pedicure? And I'm like, well, because there was nothing wrong with your pedicure. I was like, I understand. You know, I said, I'm not charging you for your hands because, you know, you decided to take it off, which I understand. But since you didn't express any concerns or dissatisfaction with your pedicure, you know, I do have to charge you for that. You know, she's getting all upset. And I'm like, you know what? Okay. I tell him, like, the best I can do is offer you, I think it was like 10 to 15 or 20% off her pedicure. I was like, this is the best I can do. I can give you a discount on the pedicure for the inconvenience, but I still have to charge you. And she's like, well, she cut me here, she nicked me here, she did this to me. I'm like, oh my God, and you're telling me this now after I'm telling you that you have to pay me? In my mind, I'm like, oh my God, like, why are you being so difficult? You know, I'm like, I understand you don't want to pay for it in a sense because you're upset, but who's, you know, like, you're making things worse. Like, again, someone else could have fixed this and everything could have been resolved in 10 minutes, but now you want to argue with me, you want to do all these things, and you're saying you don't have enough time, but, you know, you're causing all this stress and anger upon yourself when someone else could have just sat and done your nails for 10 minutes and you could have walked out with everything that you wanted. I just don't understand that. So, you know, she signs the thing, she gets all upset. She's like, yeah, like, I've been all nice to you and this is the shit that you could give me. And I'm like, ma'am, I have not yelled at you or anything. You know, I just need you, like, you know, you do have to pay for your service. You know, you take it the pedicure, she did everything that was done for the pedicure that you were satisfied with. You know, and it's not fair to the technician to, you know, for me to give you a full discount, especially if there was nothing wrong with the pedicure. You know, she's like, well, you'll be hearing from me. I'm going to be writing a Yelp review. You have terrible customer service. And I'm like, okay, it's fine. You know, you have a good night. And she obviously writes her, experience. And obviously I responded back. Again, I understand both sides. You know, she wasn't happy the first time. But again, it could have been easily fixed. But whatever, that's what happened. But the funny thing is, she actually came back a year later, almost exactly a year later. And I was shocked because the thing is, at that point, I've hired a couple people, so I'm not working as much. And when I see this name, I'm like, wow, it's familiar. It's a very interesting name. And when she walks in with her mom, I like freak out. I'm like, holy fuck. I was like, no, I wish would have abandoned her. I wouldn't have taken her back. I'm like, why is she here? She's like, oh yeah, I go to your location down in this city. And she's like, yeah, but they're really booked, so I booked with you guys for today. And she acts like as if nothing has happened. And I'm like, okay, maybe things change, you know, water under the bridge. Maybe she realized that she's a fucking bitch and she's wrong. You know, I'm like, okay, it's fine. So yeah, she gets her service done with two of our techs and everything was fine. She's like doing this, doing that, and she's happy. And then even the design she was fine with. And after we finish, she's like sitting at the chair. And this is one thing that pissed her off. And this forever made me want to ban her. Okay, again, side backstory. Basically, when you get like a dip service, you know, your hands can be kind of dry because you're not getting a manicure essentially. When you do dip, you're just cleaning the cuticle a little bit and then doing your nails. You know, we obviously let you wash your hands. And if you want, some of our techs offer lotion just so your hands aren't like crusty. Because again, dip is about the nail, not about the full manicure. So, you know, I guess when she went to the other location, she's very used to them just automatically being like, here's lotion, here's lotion, here's lotion after your service. Again, we don't require it because if the tech wants to, they can. It's not a part of the job, not of the product description or anything like that. It's an option that if a tech wants, they can give it, like offer it to them. Or if the client asks, we can just give it to them free of charge. It's literally not a problem. Again, it's just not every tech does it. So she sits there and the tech is like, okay, you're all done. And she walks away, you know, cleaning her station. And she just sits there like all upset because I could overhear it. And she's like, what? No lotion? And, you know, she comes to the front. I'm like, fuck. Like, I hear that. I'm like, okay, let me just get the lotion prepared and make sure she's okay. She comes to the front. She's like, your guys, you aren't like the other place. Like, they always give me lotion. I was like, oh no, we do, you know, not all of our techs off, you know, give lotion like automatically, but if you would like it or request it, I can just give it to you. It's not a problem. And she's like, yeah, I would like some lotion. And then, you know, we give her the lotion and, you know, she like, you know, puts the lotion on and everything. And then she just has the audacity to be like, I didn't enjoy my service. And I was like so confused because I was like, wow, you were smiling through the pedicure, you were smiling through the dip, you said you love the design and everything, but the moment we don't automatically give you fucking lotion, you want to say you don't like your fucking service? Like, I was so pissed. And I'm just sitting there like, I'm gonna death choke you and like fucking bitch slap you to the face. But I'm like, you know, I'm explaining this to her. I'm like, okay, again, I apologize that they didn't automatically give it to you. But again, not every location is the same or run the same way exactly. But if you want lotion, you know, it's okay. I just gave it to you. It's not a problem. There's no charge. You just have to ask for it here because not all of our techs give it to you on demand or automatically. And so she, you know, looks a little upset. I didn't say in a rude way. I'm just saying it now because I'm annoyed. But, you know, when I talked to her, I was just explaining to her, like, how I went to every client. She's like, well, I didn't like my service. Like, this one nail feels a little thick. And, yeah. And I was like, so, one nail is feeling a little thick. And, you know, and you don't feel as satisfied with your service. She's like, yeah. And so I like had to like collect myself. I was like, well, I'm not, in my mind, honestly, if someone was complaining about one nail, I would have been like, get your ass over here, we'll fix it now, or I'll give you like $2 off. Like, that's it. Like, for one fucking nail, like, you're a fucking bitch. But I told myself, and after talking to the owner, I was like, okay, you know, like, I have these options. And when I talked to the owner, she's like, okay, I like it. I think this is the better option. So the option was, I actually gave her a 15% discount, which is a lot considering that it's just one fucking thing. But I made the note, she is banned, she's never coming back, we will never take her at our location, and that she can literally get hit by a car. I made the note and everything, like, she's banned. She's a problematic son of a bitch who doesn't deserve to be here. Not like living wise, but I meant like in our salon. So, well, yeah, okay. No, I'm not gonna talk about that, but yeah. So again, I gave her the discount, she leaves, and she actually makes her appointment for next Friday to fix that one fucking nail. And I was like, you couldn't fix it now? She's like, no, I'm like in a hurry, I'm in a time crunch. I was like, oh my god, you're in a time crunch, but you decide to do the deluxe pedicure and whatnot. But it is what it is. After that, you know, next week comes by and I'm like freaking out because I'm like, oh my god, I don't want her to be here. But yeah, she never showed up. So yeah, she never showed up. She just hasn't been here since. I already banned her. So even if she called, the text note to never book her again because she's a lunatic. She's really young too. I mean, just from the looks of her, she looks like she's like maybe 24 or 25, you know. But yeah, she's like she was like the first lady I just talked about. Like, they're really nice at first, but once they get angry, they expect free everything. So that's really annoying. But it's whatever. So yeah, those are my two stories that I want to talk about. I'm like about to fall asleep now, because it's been an hour in total. But yeah, I feel good. Actually, I've been wanting to record for so long. And you know what? I was going to study maybe a little bit more. But I was like, you know what? If I'm tired and if I'm not going to focus studying, let me just ramble on and talk about my problems to the mic so that people who I don't know can hear my problems. But yeah, things like this happen when you go to any place. Obviously, you can see it, like a bunch of like Twitter videos or, you know, all these Karens. But I want to obviously show you guys the different perspectives that, you know, and I'm telling this honestly, I'm not exaggerating, like I'm telling everything. Obviously, I'm not going into detail, like reading the like exact thing, but you know, this was kind of the gist of everything. And yeah, hopefully you guys enjoy this. I try to keep these relatively short, but yeah, I definitely want to record more of these. I have so many crazy clients. So many. I definitely want to do more in the future. So if you guys like this, you know, let me know. I think within the Anchor app, you can even message me. So if you wanted to, you know, just, you know, like give me feedback or tell me, you know, what other stories you would like to hear or things like that. But I do have a couple, like, about, like, this crazy neighbor, or this one racist kind of lady who didn't like pay for a service. Ugh, crazy. Oh my god. But yeah, there's a lot of stories, or even like small ones where I'm like pissed about too. I think you guys would be too. Like, I'm just gonna give you a general, but this one person wrote a 1-star review just because that one, like a couple of her polished toes weren't like perfect. So you can imagine how annoying that could be too, to get a 1-star review for something so stupid. But yeah, I'm definitely going to try to post more. I'm going to be very honest. I don't know when I'm going to post the next one, just because this week I have exam week. I have a lot going on, but my birthday is in October, so I definitely want to do another video by then. But yeah, hopefully you guys enjoyed. So yeah, this concludes my episode for the Crazy Karens. And yeah, don't forget to stream Rare by Selena Gomez. And I hope you guys are having a wonderful day, night, wherever you are. Again, clearly, or right now, it's 2 in the morning. So I'm going to head to bed and get ready to sleep. So for me, good night. For you, I don't give a fuck, wherever. But yeah, until next time.